Thanks for tuning in to today's Horsewoman Podcast. Our show explores women in the horse industry as they share their dreams, challenges, successes. What drives these women? Well, let's find out. This is Rose Cushing, and I'm the host of today's Horsewoman Podcast. Very, very excited that I have Skylar from Voss Eventing on the air with me today. So, Skylar, tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for having me. I'm an event rider based in the Plains, Virginia. I actually am the head trainer at Morningside Eventing. We are a big event facility right across, actually, from Great Meadow in the Plains. We have a great location in Virginia. And we are a big eventing teaching establishment. I am also a professional rider myself, ridden up to the 4-star level in eventing, as well as I do dabble in some FEI dressage and have ridden to the Grand Prix level in dressage. So yeah, that's me. I'm also a mom to 2 kids, lovely daughters.
Very good. Now, is there a particular horse breed that you like for eventing over other breeds or for dressage?
I would have to say that I have ridden thoroughbreds my whole life, and most of my successful advanced horses have been thoroughbreds off the racetrack. I had my first advanced horse, when I bought her, we were going novice, and she took me all the way through the advanced level. And she was a 15 Suhan thoroughbred who had been competed at the upper levels by Julie Richards. And that horse taught me everything, and I think really made me fall in love with the thoroughbred breed. And since then, I've had a lot of off-the-track horses, off-the-tracks in Australia as well as in America.
Uh-huh.
So I would say I'm a thoroughbred person.
Very good.
Not for the FEI dressage, though.
Yeah, I was just thinking, that's interesting. So what do you like?
Nope, only for the eventing.
What do you like for dressage?
The horse that I had the lucky to ride this year is Dutch, and that's a Grand Prix horse that has taught me everything. I also have a Connemara thoroughbred cross that was an event horse. Cooley Caliber is his name, and he had a injury in eventing that after the 2-star level kind of took him out of the eventing world, and my dressage trainer Sally Spinard owned him for me. She said, let's see how far we can take him. So starting to work on some of the Grand Prix movements with him. He competed up through the intermediate level. So I would say I don't do as much dressage, but I have had experience with a lot of different breeds in the dressage world.
Very nice. Now, what made you fall in love with eventing, and how did you get into it?
So I was actually brought up by 2 parents who have never been on a horse. I live in Vienna, Virginia, and my aunt, Patty Icky, ran a very big boarding facility inside the Beltway right near D.C.
Uh-huh.
And my parents built a house there, and so even though they didn't know anything about horses, my aunt, when I was 5, bought me a pony. Didn't tell my parents. And so that kind of started the whole process. And I grew up on that farm in Vienna my whole life. And so I started in hunter jumpers, riding ponies, and then through Pony Club. I was in Difficult Run Pony Club, and through Pony Club really learned all about eventing. And I think I pretty much transitioned to all eventing around 8 years old.
Wow. Now, what made you fall in love with it?
I think the camaraderie in Pony Club really helped, too. And it was a sport that they promoted, and had such good friends doing it. But I would say that the cross country is what we all fall in love with.
Yeah, everybody I've ever asked.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, you know, it's being able to do the dressage is wonderful. I love doing the jumpers, but I think we're all eventing for the love of cross country.
Yes, definitely. Is there a particular place that you like to do the cross country course the best? Or all different times?
Yeah, you know, I honestly, we've competed all over. I was just recently, got back from Montana, which was my first experience eventing on the West Coast, which was exciting.
Yeah.
But I have been so lucky to be in Virginia and grown up kind of in the mecca of the event world. You know, we have huge events all within an hour of our location.
Right.
So very lucky to have grown up eventing where I've grown up in Virginia.
Now, are you still in Vienna?
No. So I started my business after college in Vienna and at my aunt's and my parents' farm. And it was actually on floodplain. And 1 year, about 3 or 4 years into my own business there, we had a huge flood. And my students had to swim the horses out, and it was a mess.
Yeah.
And one of my clients decided that they were going to buy Morningside, which is out in the plain.
Uh-huh.
And I was very lucky that they brought me in as the head trainer to teach their son, Connor Hussein, as well as Aaron Murphy, which is his best friend and also my assistant trainer and business partner now.
Nice.
And so they brought me in to teach them kind of how to run a big boarding and teaching operation. And so I've been here since 2012 at Morningside.
Well, that's made you a nice home, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
So what, tell me about Pony Club a little bit. You know, it's very interesting. I was just sitting here thinking that almost everybody I interview in the English world is Pony Club, and almost everybody in the Western world is 4-H.
So, 4-H, yeah.
So that's just an interesting parallel. Does Pony Club cover Western events as well as English events, or are they primarily English-based?
Primarily English-based. They incorporate a lot of different sports to include, you know, polo cross and triathlon, tetrathlon and dressage and share jumping and eventing. Our pony club, the one specifically that I grew up in, was very event-focused on eventing. And so I was lucky to grow up, you know, really learning the sport of eventing. But I will say Pony Club teaches you about all the sports as well as really giving you the horsemanship behind that and the education. And I don't think I ever would have been as good of a horsewoman if I had not grown up learning that all in Pony Club.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that basic education that both of those organizations give is just incredibly good, and what a great foundation it lays.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody that I've interviewed that's very successful are both Pony Club or 4-H, you know, when they were children. So that's a lot for their programs, without a doubt.
So, oh, absolutely.
What kind of services do you offer on your farm?
So Morningside is about 100 acres, and so we're very lucky. We have two huge rings, a dressage ring, a show jump ring, and a full cross country, an indoor. And we, myself being head trainer, and my assistant trainer, Erin Murphy, she actually has been a student of mine since she was 13 years old. Now she is my business partner. And we run a really big teaching operation. So everyone, we have about 40 horses at Morningside, and we offer boarding, but everyone that boards here is in the eventing program.
Mm-hmm.
And we travel all over the country, going to all the big recognized events. We have a lot of young riders, a lot of adult amateurs. We have a lot of horses in training. So I would say, as much as I love my own competition career, I think that the teaching is really my passion, and I absolutely love giving back. And so we, as much as we do the boarding, we also have a lot of trailer and we run horse shows here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot at Morningside. It's a big operation.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's really awesome that you can now at this point in your career really give back a lot, you know. And
yeah,
well-rounded, you know, it sounds like as well. So you know, you've accomplished so many things. What's left on your bucket list?
Oh boy, I think horses are the greatest of humblers. So as much as I've accomplished, I think we're all wanting more.
For sure.
I have been lucky to have multiple advanced horses, and I have competed quite a few up to the 4-star level, but it still has not gotten to that 5-star. So for me, riding at the 5-star level is something that I've always wanted to do. I was very close when I was 21. I was a few weeks out from riding at my first Rolex, not Land Rover, and unfortunately had a bad injury. which kept me a fall at our last qualifying event. So I wasn't able to compete. And I think for the last so many years, been trying to find a horse to get back there on.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you had Olympic aspirations.
Yeah, I think back when I was young, I always wanted to ride on the team, and I think that's still something that is really exciting for every rider. When I was young, I did a lot with the Developing Rider program. I've gotten to ride with so many team coaches and amazing people. I think riding for a team would be icing on the cake. But especially being a mom now, I can't travel as much as I used to be able to. I still would love to go to Europe. I have a great horse right now that I would love to get that experience on, and also one that's capable of the 5-star level. So I think it's one step at a time.
Right. Do your daughters ride?
No, not yet. Not so far.
Yeah.
They play soccer.
Uh-huh.
One of them is 7, and she plays soccer, and then I actually have a 8-month-old.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a little young.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what she decides.
Yeah. My son had absolutely zero interest in horses, still has no use for them, thinks I'm a nut. But that's okay. You know, he does his own thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that might be my older daughter.
Yeah.
Her daddy is a soccer player, and I think she really likes that. She says, "Mom, I love horses, but in soccer, everyone cheers for me. And in horses, everyone is so quiet."
Well, all right, that's probably true. It's a good ace in the hole, though, when you get older and they're trying to manage you. You can always say,
yeah,
you know, I let you have your wings and do soccer, so leave me alone. So the horse business is a really, really tough business to make a living. There's just no doubt about that any way you look at it. What kind of advice would you give women coming into our industry as to how to be successful?
I honestly think I became a better horsewoman when I had a better balance in life. I think clients and horses will come and go, but your family and friends are forever. And I know we all know that, but I think I became a better business owner and teacher and everything when I really understood that balance. I encourage my young riders and all my aspiring professionals to really prioritize education too. I think we're really lucky that the horse world, you know, that the horse career has longevity. And so whether it's education through college or apprenticeships or working student opportunities, I think really taking the time to be educated. Both my business partners right now, myself, I went to school for PR and communication, and my thesis was actually to the U.S. Eventing Association on media strategies. And I think communication has helped me a ton in my career. And then my business partner, Aaron Murphy, went to school for business management. And then our barn manager went to school as a vet tech. So just being well-rounded and really being well-rounded in horse skills as well as life skills has made a big impact on our business, I would say.
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, a good education is something that you need. And a lot of people get into our industry and they don't think about it as a business. You know, I love horses. That's enough, but it's not enough. It's very much a business.
And surround yourself by people who make you understand that. Because I will say, I really was so focused on the horses. And I've in the last 10 years, I really had to learn the business side.
It's
been eye-opening.
Yes.
I think that it's truly, too, it's such a difficult road. And I said earlier, horses are the greatest of humblers, and you're going to have so many ups and downs. But as much as we want to believe it's only passion, I think at the end of the day, it's just as much persistence and perseverance, picking yourself back up and trying again.
Yes. And, you know, there's so many things about it being a business that are so different from you owning a horse. And you have to look at horses and shavings and vet stuff and everything feed as a business. You know, and it can't be the very best of everything all the time necessarily, because that's not reality. I think that's a hard adjustment for women especially to make. You know, Fifi deserves to have air conditioning and 6-inch pad in the stall. But so did the other 35.
Yeah, and I think client management and people management is such a big part of the industry. I mean, we all strive to give our horses the best lives possible, but you also have the owners.
Yes.
And you have to make sure that, you know, you can understand and handle their emotions and feelings as well as the horses.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're teaching their children, that even complicates it worse.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like that, you know, you've got a really good handle on all those components, and that was super good advice that you gave everybody.
Yeah. Well, I've learned the hard way as well as the good way.
Sure. Well, that's the kind that sticks with you. Do you teach clinics and do things like that? Do you have any of those things coming up?
I do. I'm actually very lucky that we have such a huge teaching world here, and so many students that ship into Morningside. So most of the time I'm teaching about 10-hour days at Morningside. But I do teach for the Area 2 Young Rider Advancement Program. I do some pony club clinics. Mm-hmm. And we do hold clinics at Morningside as well.
Hey y'all, this is Lonnie from Mule City Specialty Feeds, located in Benson, North Carolina. It's almost springtime. Is your horse blooming? Does your horse have a shiny coat and healthy hooves? How much extra time and money are you spending mixing supplements in the feed room when you could be enjoying your horse in the arena or out on the trail? Then look no further. Mule City Specialty Feeds has a line of equine feeds that delivers maximum nutrition. From your performance horse to your weekend trail horse, our line of maximum nutrition equine feeds offers 5 different complete balanced formulas that will take you out of the feed room and into the saddle. In addition to equine feeds, we also offer complete feeds for your barnyard pets and livestock. For more details, visit our website at mulecity.com, follow us on Facebook, or give us a call at 1-800-587-9229. And don't forget, Mule City delivers.
That's really awesome. Now, how can people listen and find you and follow you?
So through Morningside Eventing Team LLC, Morningside Eventing has a website. We have, it shows the boarding facilities as well as sign up for the shows and clinics, as well as on social media. Skylar Voss, Voss is my new last name. Uh-huh. It used to be Skylar Icky. So, but on social media, we do a lot on social media as far as plugging our shows and clinics as well.
Okay. So, folks, just remember that if you're looking for somebody in the plains part of Virginia or in the area and you want to do something with eventing that more than what you're doing, look Skylar up. It'll be Morningside Farms. Is that right?
Morningside Training Farm, but it's Morningside Eventing.
MorningsideEventing.com?
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be a good way to find Skylar and get in on some of this training. It sounds like she's got good things going on there. And your clinics and everything are listed on your website, too?
Yes, we do all of our activities, clinics, and we have about 1 to 2 horse shows a month.
Okay.
But at Morningside as well. Unrecognized, but a lot of good schooling opportunities.
Yeah.
And we are currently revamping our cross-country course. So we also offer open schooling on Sundays and Mondays in our rings, as well as every day our cross-country.
All right. So look for that MorningsideEventing.com and follow Skylar. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Rose. What a great opportunity.
And thank you guys for listening as always. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Our souls wander in similar places. Even though we may not know each other, we touch the same wind, we walk under the same sky, and our hearts wander in the same dreams. We are one. Women just like you and me. Thank you for listening.